Welcome to Timeless Truths. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario, and features the preaching and teaching of Pastor Jerry Burns. Our prayer, as always, is that this program will be a blessing to you and that you will find God's hope and help for your life. So join us now as we discover God in His timeless truths.
Ultimately, our trust is in the Lord. Now, look what the Bible says in verse 31. It says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle. Now, the preparation of the horse is speaking of war. And so a nation prepares the horse to fight. A nation prepares their warriors for war. But the Bible said that safety is of the Lord. In other words, there's nothing wrong with going to a doctor. People say, oh, you know, you should trust God and you shouldn't go. There's nothing wrong with going to a doctor. Who do you think gave that doctor the ability to learn what he knows and to help people. You know, God has given him that ability. God has given him that knowledge, that wisdom. And the reality is that, yeah, you know what? We ought to work hard. We ought to prepare. We ought to do all those things. But ultimately, our trust is not in those things. Our safety is not in those things. Our confidence is not in those things. Our confidence is in God. So the Bible teaches us that we should prepare. We should work hard. But we need to trust in the Lord. God is ultimately the one who brings safety and peace. And so when we worry, we hinder that in our life. Number three, this is why we shouldn't worry. Number three, worrying is more harmful than helpful. Look what the Bible says, verse 27. It says, which of you by taking thought, or which of you by worrying, can add one cubit unto his stature? Now, the word there, stature, means height or quality of status gained by growth. So the Bible is saying here that which of you can grow or make any difference by worrying? You know what I've learned over my years of experience in worrying? That worrying doesn't change anything. You know what happens if you worry all night when you wake up? The same problem is still there. And you've not done anything about it. And to be honest with you, all you've done is hurt yourself. You've harmed yourself. I mean, studies have shown worrying, stress. It's hard on your body. And really what you've done by taking that time and worrying, and by the way, this is a good way to define what worry is all about. The Bible teaches us in the book of Philippians that the things which are right and pure and true, then we ought to think on those things. And so we ought to meditate. The Bible teaches us we ought to meditate on the Word of God. And you know, our world has messed up that word meditate and made it into something that is not. It's a Bible word. It's a good word. It just means to bring to your mind over and over again. And you should meditate on the Word of God over and over again. But the problem is that we think about, we meditate upon things that may never come to pass. We worry about our health. We worry about our finances. We worry about our job. We worry about what this person thinks about us, or what this person did or what this person does. And we worry about those things. And the reality is, thinking about those things don't change the circumstance. And this is what God is saying. God is saying, which of you who worried actually made a difference? And the answer is none. It cannot happen. The point is that it's pointless. Worrying doesn't accomplish anything. It's pointless to do so. Death was walking toward a city, and a man stopped Death and asked him, what are you doing, going to do? And Death said, I'm going to kill 10,000 people today. The man ran ahead of the city and warned everyone. He warned that death was coming and what Death was going to do. At the end of the day, he met Death again, and he said, you said you were only going to kill 10,000 people, and now 70,000 people are dead. Death said, I killed only 10,000 people, but worry and fear killed the others. The reality is that worry doesn't accomplish anything. It hurts us. It hinders us. It doesn't help. So that's why we shouldn't worry. Number four, why shouldn't we worry? God does not ignore those who trust in him. Look what the Bible says back in our text, Matthew chapter 6, verse 28. The Bible says, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, look at this. Shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? I think that if we could consider a boxing match, and on one corner is worry and fear, and the other corner is faith. Worry and faith are really opposite ends. And Jesus is saying to the multitude that God will take care of you. You need to trust in the Lord. And he said, though, because you worry, you are one who has little faith. Think about these numbers for just a moment and think about how blessed we are in this country. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead and a place to sleep, then you are richer than 75% of the world. Think about that. 75% of the world. Jesus said in this passage of Scripture, if you're concerned about food and clothing, God will take care of you. The problem is that we worry about things they're not even as important as that. I'm not trying to minimize our problems, but the reality is that many times the problems that we worry about are really just insignificant. And here he's talking about food and raiment, the necessities of life. 75% of the world's population doesn't have a roof over their head or food in the refrigerator. We truly are a blessed people. Think about these numbers. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, or even spare change in the dish someplace, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. Wow, amazing. You know, when Jesus in the New Testament, he talked about the rich, I'll tell you something, he's talking about us. He's talking about us. The problem with our country is that we have it so good, we don't need God. And, you know, Jesus said it's hard. It's hard for people who have riches to come to the Lord because there's deceitfulness in riches and their God becomes their riches and there's a false security in those riches. Think about these numbers. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the millions who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pains of starvation, you are ahead of 50 million people around the world. If you can attend church meetings without the fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or even death, then you are blessed than more than a billion people around this world. Hey, listen, friend, we are truly blessed. We are truly blessed. And the Bible teaches us that God wants us to trust in Him and have faith in Him. Number five, why we shouldn't worry. I told you it was a long point. Why we shouldn't worry. Number five, worrying shows a lack of faith and understanding of the Lord. The Bible says here, O ye of little faith. God help us today to trust God and to grow in our faith. I've learned to trust Him. Listen, when you become a Christian, you don't automatically have great faith. You grow into that faith. I love what the hymn writer said. I'm so glad I've learned to trust Him. And so it's a learning process. It's sanctification. It's growing in your trust in the Lord. Number six, worrying keeps you from pursuing what God wants you to pursue. Worrying keeps you from pursuing what God wants you to pursue. Look what the Bible says in verse 32. He says here, for all of these things do the Gentiles seek. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about the necessities of life. The Gentiles, at this particular time, he's talking about the heathen nations who do not believe in God. He says those individuals, it is all about, it's their life to seek for those things. Their life is to seek for those necessities of life, food and clothing. That's what their life is all about. He says, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Verse 33, but this is the direction of the Christian. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Hey, listen, friend. We have to be very careful that the blessing of God doesn't become our God. The blessing of God doesn't become our God. And the blessings of God, the food and the raiment and all the wonderful things that we enjoy in this country and in this land, listen, they're all a blessing, but they cannot be the pursuit of our life. We need to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And God says, I'll take care of all the other things. Just put me first, and I'll take care of all of the necessities of our life. And so we need to make sure that we are following the Lord and trusting Him, seeking first the kingdom of God. So here's my second point. So that was reasons why you shouldn't worry. Now, this is really the meat of the message tonight. I want to give you some relief from worrying. What does the Bible teach us of how we can find relief from our worry? You know, I want to make it very clear I don't have tonight a secret formula. I don't have a booklet, you know, with five easy steps and you'll be free in 24 hours. I don't have any of that. But the Bible does give us some pointers to help us so that we can take control of our thought process. Number one, this is real simple. Make a conscious decision not to let worry consume you. Not to let worry consume you. It's back in our text, Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. The Bible says, therefore, now because of all these things, I've learned in Bible college, when you look at the Word of God and you see a word therefore, you should always check to see why it's therefore. And so what he's talking about is he's talking about God taking care of your needs, God meeting your needs, the necessities of your life. And so the Bible says, therefore, because God loves us and because God's interested in the details of our life and because God provides for the creatures that he's made, and yet we're much more better. God made us in his image. We're the apple of his eye. God is going to take care of our needs as well. And so the Bible says, therefore, because of these things, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? So the Bible is saying, because of these truths that we learned about God, don't worry. Simple, right? You know, oftentimes when I worry the most is when I fail to see who God is in my life. And that's why the Bible says, by the way, to look onto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, because if we get our eyes off of him and on our circumstances or on the waves, we begin to sink. And so the Bible says, make a decision. Make a decision. I'm not going to worry. God will take care of it. God will take care of my needs. I'm not going to worry. All of the events of my life are Father filter. They all go by God's desk. He's in control of the events of my life. If you're a child of God. And so the Bible says that we need to make that decision. We need to make that decision that we're going to trust in him and make that conscious decision to decide, I'm not going to let worry consume me. Listen, sometimes you need to catch yourself. Sometimes you lay in bed and you can't sleep at night. And the devil loves that when you can't sleep at night. You know what I do? I start praying or reading the Bible, and I find the devil just rocks me right to sleep. He doesn't want me to do any of those things. But you lay in bed at night, and you start to think, you begin to worry. And it can start to consume your thoughts and control the way you think. And you need to make that decision. I'm not going to let worry control me. I'm going to focus on God. God will take care of my needs. Look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two. We need to live one day at a time. Live one day at a time. It's in our text. Look what the Bible says, verse 34. He says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Each day ought to be lived as it comes. Now, this verse is not teaching that we shouldn't prepare. This verse is teaching on worry. Now let's get the Bible in context here. And the Bible is saying when it comes to worrying about the circumstances of our life, listen, tomorrow has enough difficulties. Don't worry about tomorrow. There's enough that will happen tomorrow for you to handle. But the reality is that you need to take it one day at a time. And someone said this that really helped me and bring worry in perspective is that God doesn't give grace for imaginary circumstances. God gives you grace for what you're going through in the moment. And so, you know, it's kind of like a father and a son that's going on a train ride. And the father and son are waiting at the train station, and the father has that ticket in his hand. And as that son gets onto that train, the father hands him that ticket just in time to board that train and to go on that train ride. And that's the way God handles his grace. You know, Paul went through the thorn in his flesh, and at that moment he said, Lord, I'm not able to bear it. Lord, I can't get through this. And Christ said, my grace is sufficient for thee. In that moment, in that circumstance, Paul, I'm going to help you get over it. God doesn't give imaginary grace for imaginary circumstances. Those problems may never come to pass. God gives you the grace for the moment. God gives you the grace for the circumstances. And I understand your biggest problem is the problem you're currently in. And God gives you grace to overcome that. But listen, friend, the Bible makes it clear you need to take it one day at a time. Handle the problems one day at a time, the circumstances of your life one day at a time. Let me give you five attitudes toward the unknown. Number one, there's first of all the no-care worldly attitude. The no-care worldly attitude. And this attitude, and we see it in our world all the time, is a person eats and drinks and is merry today, letting tomorrow take care of itself. The future is of little concern, and we'll take it'll take care of itself. You know, earthly pleasure, power, and fame are the majority concerns of life, and all he needs to do is just live his life to the fullest. That's a worldly unbiblical perspective of life. And that's not what the Bible is teaching us at all. And then there's the fretful, anxious attitude. And this is a person who worries all of the time, wondering if he is secure and wondering if he'll have enough to take care of himself and his family. And he's constantly bombarded with worry and kind of, you know, I said it before, the Eeyore philosophy of life. And that's how they live their life. And then there's the fearful, panicky attitude. In the face of trial and failure, a person can barely function. Tragedy has hit. His job is lost. Cutbacks are made. Adjustments are needed. And strength and confidence to act and to continue is lacking on their part because they've found confidence in those things. And when those things are pulled away, then they have no more confidence left. And then there's the self-assured attitude. And this is also unbiblical. And this is found in a person's complete confidence in himself and his own abilities. And they think they're going to get through tomorrow in their own strength and their own ability. And they don't need the help of God or they don't need the help of anyone else. They're just going to take care of it all themselves. This is unbiblical and ungodly. But the Bible teaches us of a calm, God-centered, trusting attitude. And this is a person that goes about living and working ever so diligently and calmly, trusting God to take care of it all. He does all that he can in the necessities of life. Now, don't miss this. He does all that he can in this world, preparing and working hard, but leaving the results to God and trusting God to take care of the details. He seeks God and his righteousness first. And this is the primary concern of his life. Oftentimes, we can be overwhelmed by worry in our life. And yet, the Bible says to take one day at a time. The hymn writer said, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet each trial, my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Each day, the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All he cares, he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor in Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a father's hand, one by one the days, the moments fleeting, till I rest in the promised land. God, help us today not to worry, but trust in the Lord. Let's pray together tonight. Father in heaven, thank you for the message that you've given to us in your word. And Lord, this is your message for us. And Father, I pray you would help us as we are in a world today that is filled with concern and worry. Help us, Lord, I pray, to keep our eyes on you. And Father, I pray if there's anyone here tonight that's going through a difficult time in their life and they are prone to worry, Father, I pray you would give them the peace in their heart. Lord, I pray you would help them to see you high, holy, and lifted up, and that you care about them and will take care of the details of their life. Help us to make good decisions tonight that will honor and glorify you. Again, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us for this week's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that stands on the preaching and power of the Word of God. We would love for you to worship the Lord with us. We meet on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. If you would like to send your prayer request to Timeless Truths, we would love to pray for you and with you. You can email your request to prayer@kitchenerbaptist.org, or you can reach us by mail at Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Once again, that is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. If you have been helped by this ministry, we would love to hear your story. Call us at 519-579-2236 or connect with us through our website at timelesstruths.ca. There you will find beneficial resources and hear more helpful messages from Pastor Jerry Burns. We hope that today's program has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for almost 10 years. If he can be of any spiritual help to you or your family, please let him know. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time when we open the Bible and discover God in His timeless truths.
It's Pastor Jerry Burns, and again, I want to thank you for tuning into our program this Lord's Day. Our society is in a crisis. The Bible teaches us that it is God's Word that will make a difference in our lives. And yet our churches today have turned away from the Bible. The Bible has been replaced with entertainment, and we have left, thus saith the Lord. I want to invite you to a church that still preaches the Bible. At Kitchener Baptist Church, we'll have a time of singing, and then we'll open the Word of God, and we'll see what God is thinking about. We'll see what God cares about. We'll see what God has to say to us. I hope you'll join us this morning at 10:30 at Kitchener Baptist Church. God bless you.